for there to be friction between Rabbonim and the heads of the yeshivas, and therefore for mutual recriminations to occur. So Reb Chaim was the Rav and the Rosh Yeshiva. His son, Reb Yitzchok, was the Rav and the Rosh Yeshiva. Reb Yitzchok was not only great in Torah knowledge and in running the yeshiva, but Reb Yitzchok became the prime defender of the Jewish people against the gzeiros of the Tsar, against the decrees of the Russian Tsar during his time. And in fact, he met many times with the Minister of Education. He was a worldly person, and he was a legend in his time among the Jewish folk people. He was the man who not only couldn't say no, he's the man who always said yes. He's the man who always helped, always tried to do what he could for the Jewish people. And his influence outside Volozhin was far greater than perhaps even in the yeshiva, because the actual running of the yeshiva devolved upon others during his reign. And he was busy with all of these things. But the yeshiva continued, but continued in strength and continued in growth and in maturity. When Reb Yitzchok died in 1854 or 1855, so then his son-in-law, Reb Elazar Fried, became the head of the yeshiva, together with Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, who was the grandson of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Now, the third member of the triumvirate, the Netziv, married into the family when he was a young man. He was 14 years old when he married. And he sat for 10 years in his father-in-law's house, and his father-in-law did not recognize his greatness, as sometimes fathers-in-law are wont to do. His father-in-law didn't see it. And in fact, many others didn't see it. The Netziv was a sleeper. And Reb Elazar Fried was far more well-known for his Talmudic ability, etc. But during that period of time that he was in his father-in-law's house, the Netziv wrote a commentary to a sefer, to the Shiltos, to Rabbi Choi Gaon. Rabbi Choi Gaon was one of the Gaonim in the 7th or 8th century, probably the 8th century, who wrote a book based upon the Parshias of the Week of the Chumash, in which he discussed all the halachic matters appearing in each and every Parsha. The book is a very, very difficult book to understand, and therefore, even though it was quoted by the Balei Tosfos and by many others, the book never was popular. The Netziv wrote a commentary to it that redeemed the book, that opened the book, and that also showed the world who the Netziv was. And when the first volume of it was published, when the Netziv was already in his middle 20s, all of a sudden the world realized, the scholarly Jewish world realized that you're dealing with someone of top level intellect, scholarship, and till today, it's gone through, I don't know how many reprintings, but till today, it is a very necessary book in any rabbinic library, and it has within it, it's an encyclopedia. It's just unbelievable. Again, in a time without computers and without books, the person could put it together that way, and with a style, and with a Hebrew, and with an organization. It's called Hamek Shaila. The parish is called Hamek Shaila, and it is a commentary to the She'iltos to Rav Choi Gaon. In our time, the She'iltos Rav Choi Gaon, there's also a parish that Professor Mirsky, remember from Brooklyn, Samuel Mirsky, so he devoted his life to putting out a scientific edition of the Shiltos, which also has a